Passions of a Worshipper.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm excited about it because we spent a lot of time, you know, working on putting this project together. And actually, this is the first record that we've had an opportunity to take time off the road to actually spend time, you know, just going before God and trying to get the direction for this project. And because the previous projects we've been promoting the last one and recording the new one, and then promoting that one and recording the new one, and we've been doing that for several years, I guess, all of the beginning years of being at EMI. And but this time the Lord really led us to take some time off and really pray and fast and just really see what God was saying, giving us to give to His people in times like these. And I'm really excited about it. This project is it's for the body of Christ, and it's designed to help people get in relationship with Jesus Christ. And so many times we spend so much time trying to introduce people to Jesus or introduce people to church, but once they get introduced, then what happens? And this project is one of those projects that's the meat part that really helps develop a relationship and gives people some hope and some encouragement, something to hang on to. And I'm excited about it, and I know that God's going to use it in a mighty way.
No doubt. Confessions of a Worshipper. Explain to us, Lamar, what a true worshiper is all about.
Well, I'm telling you, a true worshiper, I think, first of all, worship is so important because that's what God is calling for. And really, to me, it is the purest place that we can be with God in our flesh. When we go before Him and we worship Him, we got to let go of all our hang-ups. We got to let our personalities go. We just got to be free before Him. Because what we're doing is we're acknowledging who He is, and we're giving Him glory and honor and adoring Him for who He is, not for things. This is not the time to be thanking Him for things. It's really a time where we seek His face and we humble ourselves before Him. And the more we get in His presence, the more we have to humble ourselves before Him. And that's when His presence can really show up. And I think it's so important because that's the place where God can really speak to His people. So many times we pray and we praise our way through, but when we pray, a lot of times we're asking God for specific things. But when we get in His presence, God is able to show up and speak to us in a way that, and He speaks to us and tells us things that we haven't even thought of before. And, you know, I just really believe that it's really important for us to go to the next level in relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's through our worship.
Tell us about the song, Close to You.
Wow, there you go.
That's my song.
All right, man. That song is really important. I give you a little history of how that song came about, too, because there's a songwriter that's up in Chicago, and I call him my ministry partner, for real.
Okay.
His name is Rick Robinson. And I wrote a song called I Really Love You on the I Need Your Spirit album. He heard that song and wrote More Than Anything. And then I wrote a song on the When I Think About You album called Closer. And he heard that song and wrote Close to You. So if you can relate Close to You to Closer, like the chapter 2 of Closer, mm-hmm. then you really will get into the message of the song. And it's really kind of the essence of the album. That's what we long to be, is to have a closer relationship with Jesus. We acknowledge that we're enjoying our relationship with Jesus, and we know that He's there. We can count on Him, and we can depend on Him. But there's still another place that our heart longs for, and it's another place in Him, and that's what really that song is all about.
Let me ask you this, because at the end when it goes off, when you can just meditate and just worship the Lord, and you have the instrumentation, was there, were you trying to do something special?
Right, exactly. Exactly that. Really, we did that in a live recording here in Indianapolis. And really, that time right there was a special time at the live session where God was really, really blessing his people, and we were really worshiping God. And, you know, prayerfully, we just we left that part on the CD because we just wanted it to be a blessing to other people, even after getting the message of wanting to be closer to Jesus, that there's another period where you can meditate and he can speak to you. And if you listen real carefully, you'll hear a little bit of, I love you, Jesus, I love you more than anything, right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.